Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And Andy's riding that pony on this here KFAF, the greatest show on the internet, brought to you every Wednesday, except for this week on Thursday at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. We've got a great show planned for you all today. If you clicked on this for the headline that I'm sure was wonderful after I made it. God, I'm so incredibly inventive. That's going to happen after we do a bunch of really fun stuff, not the least of which is Surgery Station and the Photoshop Challenge. So stay tuned for that. Andy, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty all right.
Yeah, you came in today a little sniffly. You came in today disinfecting everything, rightfully so.
We're
trying to be as careful as we possibly can.
I've been spraying this damn Lysol spray down my throat
during
every
this pandemic.
Hour on the hour.
What I keep telling you is terrible for your gut flora. To swallow that bag,
swallow
that disinfectant.
Really?
Yeah. It's good for your eyes, though, weirdly.
The thing is, like, I don't mind losing the battle if I'm going to win the war.
Exactly.
The war on terror.
The war on terror that we're having with this pandemic.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, I'll be really honest. I'm going to be very candid with everybody right now. I woke up from a nap yesterday to the news of the NBA suspending the season.
And you went right back
Rudy Gobert being infected. Tom Hanks being infected and his
Tom
wife.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Hanks, yeah.
And I almost had, I kind of had a mini panic attack. I'll be honest with you. My body got super hot, and then I just kind of like, my stomach was like uneasy, and it was really, it was a terrible feeling. And then I have some little like some pills that you, vitamins that you take. It's like an anti-stress vitamin.
Yeah.
And they tasted horrible because they were super old.
Terrible.
But I like to think that maybe they didn't work, but they got my brain pretending to think that they were.
Or they've gone bad and now they're fighting the virus.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Secret ally.
When your antibodies aren't good enough, they always tell you take really old medicine that's probably a little sour.
Secret
and
ally.
Might kill you, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It's like Lord of the Rings, the when the elves show up. When the elves show up at the end of the battle. What was that for?
The joke that I made earlier.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah. I also made one in my head.
Can you say it again?
But I wasn't sure if I should make this joke about Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
No, yet. You shouldn't.
I'm going to say it, though. But if you don't like it,
definitely don't.
Everyone be cool. Just edit it out in your own brain.
Definitely don't.
What did Rita Wilson say to Tom when he gave her coronavirus?
Why are you doing this?
Hanks a lot.
Why are you doing it? Why? It's not worth it, dude. That was just not worth it.
You're right.
It wasn't worth it.
You're right.
Booyah. Let's just get on with the show, man.
Okay.
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to give a shout out to our Patreon producers before we go into Surgery Station. Mohammed, Justin, Shake That Laffy Tofty, Das Bear Jew.
Man, that got Greg yesterday.
Got him
Holy
so
shit.
Good.
If you haven't seen the intro of Screencast yesterday where we read the producer names and Nick said that joke, which you've been saying for about a week or so.
I've been workshopping it for a week and with Greg on the show.
Yeah.
So he's heard me make that
it
joke.
It hit
before.
Him like a fucking ton of bricks.
He laughed. He did one of those, like, I took the breath away laughs
yeah.
where he went,
yeah.
He's like, it was like a Waldorf and Statler laugh. It was so good.
Was
Blackjack and, of course, Downtown, Jared Brown. You all went over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and backed us over there as our Patreon producers this month. We very much appreciate you. Of course, if you're watching this live on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. We just crossed 251.
Whoa.
Ooh, there you
very
go.
Very cool.
We like to see those subs go up because
thank
the more
you.
Subs we have, the more people who get to watch the greatest show on the internet every week. And, of course,
you know what I'm going to call this group of five?
What's that?
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
If you'd like to be in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen or Gentlewomen, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames if that's your particular cup of tea.
I'd like to think that Mo Square is a Sean Connery.
I'm Sean Connery.
What accent was I doing?
You were doing Snape.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, I guess I was. You gotta really, Sean Connery, you gotta just practice like, I guess, yeah, so you just be more suave about it.
Sean Connery.
We'll go like this, one ping only.
One ping only.
Okay, well that's very close.
Really?
Do you think Muhammad would like it if I called him Momo Giancana? Who was one of the most notorious Italian gangsters ever?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
But the thing is, you don't listen to people's good advice. You do stuff anyway.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Andy. Shout out to our sponsors, Upstart, Manscaped,
the
Indochino.
I don't want to be on the show
anymore. But we'll get to that a little later. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very heated game of Surgery Station going
you
on.
You cheater! You cheating bitch, dude!
What
you cheated last week, man. And the
no
comments.
Tilting.
The comments were pissed off. No tilting.
I'm looking at the box that says no. It doesn't say anything about tilting. These are the official rules. Where does it say no tilting? You show me.
You're just pointing at the box.
Well, look at that, right there.
It's like, look
that?
At the piano. Where are the rules? Are the
oh, you turned it off.
Oh, sorry, I turned it
it's
off.
Okay. Now I have to do the tempo pattern
I messed up
thing.
The settings.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I got
to figure
you.
Out
now
the
I know thing. Exactly what it is. Done. We're good. Ready?
Play it.
Three.
Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery station.
Do you have an STD? Fuck.
Surgery station.
Does it burn in your poo?
Surgery
can
station.
Can we start over? I'm sorry, man. Can we start over?
Barrett, can we just start over? Can we start over?
I give you my approval to start it.
Okay,
over.
Okay.
Can you
I'm
call
sorry.
Greg and ask if we could start over?
Can we?
Okay.
Bring, bring, bring. Greg. Yeah, he says it's okay.
Great.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Do you have an STD?
Surgery station.
Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery station.
Is there blood in your poo?
Surgery station. Where are the doctors for you? Where are the doctors for you?
I just picture a man with congos, with bongos and congos. Just going, congas?
Congos. Conga drums. Conga. Yeah. Congos is like a forest.
That's right. That's true.
Like a jungle.
The movie with the crazy
indoors
monkeys.
Yeah.
With the
Congo.
That's what I'm saying.
Amy
that's
loves
what,
you.
That's what I was
Amy
saying.
Loves you. I thought you were talking about the little Ewoks. That was Star Wars. Well, they knew how to talk to them, like, you know, like that.
Look, I don't think you have coronavirus. You got something though.
Oh, oh, I do have something.
You, there's just something wrong with you.
I think I was just born off.
That's
and I get dropped on the head a lot yeah. on a weekly basis.
I got dropped on the head in a furniture store one time.
Did you?
My brother was holding me. He dropped me. And I had like a giant bump on my head.
A little goose egg?
Yeah, big old goose egg.
No.
Big old goose egg.
You know, that's I've often thought about your brother as just being an asshole. You ready to do this thing?
Let's do it.
All right, so here's what we gotta do. Barrett's over there, I'm gonna have you pick a card. Don't look at the totals, apparently, because that's cheating too, even though they're on literally fucking
here's
both
sides.
Here's
what I'm gonna do. No,
here's they're literally on both sides.
We give each other the cards.
Right.
Here's what we're gonna do. We shuffle behind our hands.
You just take one card. If you can't get it, I get it. That's how it goes. So pick a card. That's fine. It's your turn.
No, because what if I get it? Then you have to get one, too.
Well, okay, then I'll pick a card from behind
my
back.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But if you don't get it, then I get yours.
So we're going for 300. Writer's cramp.
The writer's cramp.
Writer's cramp, which is a pencil.
Oh, it's right here. Okay.
Sam has a cramp right in his wrist from writing out a very long grocery list. That's what it says. I didn't realize they rhymed. We probably could have made good content out of the rhymes.
Oh, wow.
But we don't think about that.
Pay attention more.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't think about
here
that.
You go.
Okay, where's the pencil?
That's right there.
Oh, good lord. That's deep in there.
It's really deep. I wish you could tilt. You can't, apparently, because that's against the law. It's against the fucking California state law.
Yeah, take your fucking victory gulp. Take your victory gulp.
I'm winning this one, dude.
Okay, hold on.
By hook or by motherfucking crook, I'm winning this game.
I gotta take the guitar off, is what I gotta do. Because I'm the doctor for you.
Wait, hold on. Let me get you one. Ready?
Oh, he's going to do the thing. What are you doing?
I'm just giving you some music
oh,
to
okay.
go by.
I'm not sure what you're doing.
I know Barrett's playing the music also, but...
I thought lyrics are going to pop up. I just wasn't sure what was happening. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Don't miss it.
This is a hard one, bro.
Because it rolls around and shit.
It's a little freak is what it is. God.
I turn the volume down on your guitar.
Okay.
Don't make this stress you out. Because you're not going to get it.
I can't.
You can't get it, bro.
I can't get it.
If you could tilt, maybe, but we've established there's no tilting.
How much is this one?
Fuck! This is only 300!
Yeah, what? This is the hardest one.
This is crazy!
Oh, it's in there, bro.
It's in the crevice!
I'll give you one shake 'em up, but no tilt.
Fuck.
It got worse. It made it worse.
God damn it.
It made it easier. You gotta shake it this way.
God damn it. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to do the pincer attack.
Okay, do the pincer attack.
I'm trying the pincer attack, but the pincer attack isn't working. Huh? God damn it. I'm so nervous right now.
Stop showing me your tongue.
What are you doing? You like my tongue, baby.
Why are you
baby?
Showing him your tongue? Hold on. Okay. Man, I can't do this, guys.
I mean,
Hold on.
I bet I can do it.
Ah, fuck! And I got it, too!
Oh,
fuck!
No. Thanks for putting it right down.
No,
for me.
I gave you such good placement. Are
it's
you
really
kidding
good
me?
Placement. All
that's
right.
No way.
This is, what you're not doing is you're not utilizing your fingers correctly. Shut the fuck up. You gotta get in there.
Shut the fuck up. Miss bitch. Miss bitch.
Ah! No, I think I hit it myself.
No.
All right.
You're full of
God
shit.
God damn it.
You're full of
damn
shit.
Damn it.
All right. So that round didn't
work. Here we
go.
Hold on.
Two. No. Wrong. It's too low, man. What's up with the volume? Batter's down or what?
5, 6, 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Does it hurt when you pee? Do you have an STD?
So Jeremy Station.
Is there blood in your poo?
So Jeremy Station. Where the doctors for you? Where the doctors for you?
It looks like you fell asleep on the keyboard.
I was just getting into it, man. You don't understand what it's like being a real musician, okay? Because you're never in a real band. Polygonal,
what was the name of his band? Who gives a fuck? It's stupid anyway.
Triangulation. Ladies and gentlemen, last week we issued the challenge over on Patreon.com. Kiso was like, how about 90s spring break? Because it's spring break for someone out there. I don't think anyone's traveling anymore. But hey, we could all use a goof. The first.
Wow, I kind of forgot about that.
Spring break?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that happens like all in the next couple months. Everyone gets spring breaks here and there.
I mean, like a thing that could be affected by the virus.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
By the COVID.
COVID's everything. Mm-hmm. It's affecting everything.
It's crazy.
It's very crazy. Stay safe, everyone. Yeah. Stay indoors and keep watching our content. BJ Bernardo gave us our first Photoshop submission of the week. Let's look at it.
Oh no, why does Tim look like that?
Why
does Tim look like that?
Wow.
Tim looks like he's about to rip you off at like a massage parlor or
yes,
something.
Yes, he's selling like knockoff cell phones out of the back of his audio shop.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, but Cool Greg, the perfect addition on the bottom right.
I like to think that Cool Greg in this reality is just that size.
Yeah. He's just 3 feet tall.
He's just tiny and he's always giving
look at that, I'm the tallest one though. It's pretty cool.
That is cool for
Who actually is that? Who is that threesome?
I'm guessing it's the Backstreet Boys, right?
Because you've never worn a beanie like that.
No, God, no.
Right?
No. If I ever wear a beanie like that, you have my permission to hit me with a fucking lead pipe.
Dude, I would love for Boy Orgy to perform at Spring Break.
Well, there was rumors that Boy Orgy was going to perform, like, in the next couple months, but everything got pushed back.
Can you, think about that. We've had something canceled by
I know. I was supposed to perform at Achievement Hunter Live, and it's gone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now, thankfully, they canceled D3, finally. Hopefully it'll just stay canceled.
Why? Why do you hate it? You don't have to do anything.
I know. But everyone else has to do something.
You went last year for fun. You didn't have
I didn't
to
even go.
Go
last year. I didn't even go last year.
But here's you were in LA.
I did it. I know. It was fun. Here's the deal. Here's the deal about E3. I don't like it. I've been outspoken about how it's just too much energy, too much money goes into the show. Okay. Not enough. Everyone loves it, but me. Then I don't do anything. Tim and Greg go, you don't have to do anything. You don't want to go. You don't have to do anything. Then they go do a bunch of stuff, and then I feel guilty because they're doing stuff and I'm not doing stuff.
But that's not their fault. That's your fault.
Exactly. So if they just cancel E3, then the guilt will be assuaged.
No guilt, yeah.
Do you understand me?
Do you think it all just comes, it stems from your really bad interview with Tony Hawk?
Yeah. Yes, you know. That was the trigger.
That was the
now when
thing.
I step in. No, actually, it stands for working for Fran for 10 years and not getting any sleep for the first 5 years. We used to stay up for like 48 hours straight and sleep in the fucking chairs in the hallway in the back. And Fran would be like, well, we got to get a Scooby-Doo for the 3DS. That trailer is going to be hot, hot, hot.
Would he say that? I don't think he would say
he
that.
He has said shit like that before. Okay. Ty Root tells a story about how Fran made him go back in Gamescom and get off-screen footage of the Scooby-Doo game. And Ty was like, I fucking quit. I quit. This is the worst. All right, Nick Gallegos. Gave us number two. Gallegos? Yeah. Maybe you don't know. Maybe he's Greek.
No, I
maybe it's Gallegos.
That's a hot shirt.
That's sexy.
Let's sell that shirt.
I love Tim. Oh, that is a dope-ass shirt.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Hey, send us that design. That's rad.
We'll buy that design from you.
Send it to Joey.
Just Venmo me $10 and we'll sell it.
That's a really cool.
This is a great photo of us featuring the Milk Bobby with Nick Carter's hair in the pool.
So off-putting. I do respect the fact that it's still, whatever's happening with that forehead is super sunburned. So it's very, it's like in character still.
Yeah,
it's very
well done. I would like to imagine that Kevin is sort of like, he looks like a friar almost. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
That, like the religious sort of.
Yes. He still makes beer. He can still drink beer.
Yeah.
But he, yeah. And, but he like, he just travels on one of those like horse-drawn carts.
Yeah, exactly.
Wears the brown robe. And then, but it never gets laid.
Greg would look cool with that body. So would Tim.
I would look cool with that body.
I do love the addition of Tim wearing the goggles. Because that's what Chris Kirkpatrick did for the first 2 years of NSYNC.
Of course.
Really? He had the goggles on his forehead the whole time.
He wore them like Ty from
Digimon. And I thought goggles were the coolest fucking thing because of Ty from Digimon.
Let me ask you this question. You either get to be you, or you have to be Chris Kirkpatrick right now.
right now?
Who do you get to be? That's a tough question.
That's a tough question, dude. Holy shit. I need more time to think about this.
All right, we'll go through a couple more.
Really quick, I just noticed
the hacky sack.
Hacky sack.
That's great.
That shirt design is awesome.
Playing some foot bag right there. I love that. I don't think we deserve to be the headliner, even though we're a gigantic band. I think Cisco deserves to be the headliner. But Crazy Town can, in fact, open for us.
Crazy Town can go get us fucking drinks while we're performing.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. What's that? Sewer?
I don't know. I don't know the name. I don't know the words to any song.
Sugar, baby.
Sewer, baby. It smells like poopy. Number three comes from Adam at... just Adam. We'll just go with Adam. Okay, I can't read his thing. Oh.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Ew, but Greg is also creeping on Greg, which is kind of interesting.
It is interesting they chose to use a couple different Gregs in here. There's the Milk Mommy. Who's over to the right above you?
That's Gary.
That's Gary.
That is fucking terrifying.
Oh, God, the Milk Mommy next to... I didn't even see it. Ew.
Oh, it's bad.
Gary looks like a Dark Souls character right there. Gary looks like he's going to put a curse on you or something like that.
He looks like Galvatron, which is a very old joke that we used to do back in the
day. And also, Jen and Greg with sexy bodies, very similar looking, right? Don't they look like brother and sister? Glasses?
Oh, they always look like brother and sister.
Yeah.
This Greg, not this Greg?
Yeah, left Greg. Far left Greg, beardless Greg.
Okay. Oh, they're definitely sister and sister.
Let's go to Cancun.
Okay. No. I mean, again, we could fly anywhere right now for probably $50.
$40, yeah.
They're literally flying planes in the sky empty.
To waste gas.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I think we just hop
on
that.
Is it awesome?
No, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying and weird that that's what they have to do.
Thank you for the submission.
Robin GL gave us number four.
Let's check it out, Robin.
That's sick.
God, I'm loving it. Who made this
graphic? Who made this KFAF spring break graphic?
I don't know.
But I respect the fact, I respect the shit out of the fact that they used the Firefest for this.
I love it.
Because that's what we would
do. This is fantastic. Oh, look at Kevin on the bed in the back.
That little weirdo.
I got to assume that this is obviously probably an already used MTV spring break logo that everybody's just sort of riffing on.
Co-opting?
Because the AF here doesn't look the same as the AF on 2 did.
That's cool though. You know? That's RAF, right? No.
No.
It's a different AF.
That's just a different font.
And this one says Spring Break 99.
Remember?
Interesting.
That was going to be the logo.
It was.
MTV was going to be the logo.
Yeah. And then people were like, you'll get sued.
Yeah.
And we're like, well.
I said, call Carson Daly.
Surgery Station.
Call Carson Daly.
Yeah.
Why would Surgery Station?
Because they were trying to sue us too. I'm like, fuck you. Mm. Can't do it.
We're impervious, dude.
We are impervious. Matthew,
I'm really scared I'm going to get sick.
Me too. I'm really worried. I look to the like too fast to the left, my head hurts. I don't know what that means.
What?
Is that a bad sign?
Like here, I'm worried too, Nick. I was walking and I stubbed my toe, and I was like,
"Oh no!
Oh,
is that going to let the virus in?"
Yeah, I'm worried, bro.
Matthew Lewis gave us number five.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yes. Look at that. They got the Bieber photo from way back in the day.
They got the photo we took shirtless at Spring Break. Or no, at Kind of Funny Life 3.
Yeah, look at me with my bitch ass, no shirt off.
Yeah.
I kept my shirt on because I was like, I don't want to be
shirtless. I took my shirt off even though I'm very sensitive. Well,
you're better than me, apparently.
Look at us in the shower, though. Out of control. Sexy co-eds, hot. You hear the marimba playing? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You hear the
Girls
Gone Wild marimba
like
playing?
Do you like girls going wild? I'm like, yes, narrator. I like both of these things.
I hope my parents don't walk in right now.
Didn't that guy go broke?
This is the closest
thing
I've
got. Didn't he get sued a bunch from like women who were like, I did not agree to have this be put on video? Sounds he had a Girls Gone Wild plane.
Probably, yeah. The dude with the super dyed black hair.
Yeah.
Super. He looks like he sang in Lit. He looked like the lead singer of Lit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. That is
Joe Rogan? No.
No.
Different guy.
Definitely not Joe Rogan. Joe something, close. Though. Something Rogan. Rogan, it doesn't matter. Number six comes from David at Zelda's Dada. I can't. I mean, this one's flawless.
You are so perfect there.
This is fucking flawless.
Oh my god.
So that's Cisco. I don't know who
I think that's Jessica Simpson, but that looks like Barb. I thought it was Barb
it's
at first.
It's not Jessica Simpson.
Really?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, Mandy Moore.
It might be Mandy Moore.
I think it's Mandy Moore.
That's Cisco. Really? That's hilarious.
This I like the little KF cloud.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Somebody's got to send this to
Cisco. This is a winner for sure.
God.
Yeah, somebody's. It's a good point.
This is fantastic.
Oh, I didn't even look at like the fucking sandals and shit.
Yeah, it's terrifying. The clog sandals. Those are fucking hideous.
Who was that, David?
That was David at Zelda's Data.
Zelda's Data. Thank you, Zelda's Data.
Number seven comes from Josh C.
That
Josh
gave me a good
C. Lego
laugh.
Man essay.
Oh, look at us.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes. I'm just saying, man, we got to get shrouped. We gotta get shredded.
Okay. I mean, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I went to the gym on Sunday, felt really, really good.
Yeah.
And then I feel like everything's just gotten scarier and scarier in the world. And I've been more and more scared to go to the gym. It's also a good excuse not to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I had good momentum, and then momentum just went down the drain.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did it once.
Right?
Yeah.
I was literally about to sign up for that gym, Andy. And then,
really?
Yeah, all of this stuff started happening. I was like, you know what? I could wait like another few months.
Or maybe you do it just to kind of keep them afloat, because I would hate for them to close down. If they close down, that's on your hands. The blood's on your hands.
Okay.
God, look at my body though.
I know. Stay healthy out there.
Whose body are you on?
I have no fucking idea, but I'll take it. Oh, you know, that looks a little like Sylvester Stallone, but I could be wrong.
Really?
No. Well, I watched Demolition Man last night.
He looks way too small.
All right. Number eight comes from Philip J. Woodward.
Oh,
this is great.
God.
This is great. Nick, I didn't realize you knew so much about warboating. Too bad knowing so much about it didn't help you sink my ships.
This is fantastic.
Plus, SS Doctor for you, that's awesome. This is great.
Please visit our website. Little typo down there. Please visit our website. Terrible Photoshop job.
Well, it's
missing an eye.
Yeah,
but that's how the cool kids say it.
This is fantastic.
That's really beautiful.
I love like the watermark of the Milk Bombing in the bottom left.
Yeah, it's just this terrifying.
And then Milk Bombing on the top right, you kind of forget. We got Andrea Renee making an appearance.
We miss her. That is amazing. This is really well done.
This is fantastic.
I imagine like you saying your line like kind of like how you say like do your like really mean anime character voice.
Too bad knowing so much about it didn't help you sink my ships.
Yeah, exactly.
You're totally that little fucking asshole.
I am.
I'm just trying to be a kid. I'm just a kid trying to get whatever the goal
get out of the way, loser.
And then we become super good friends. And then you and I both pilot the Mecca.
We do pilot the Mecca. We sure do. We pilot the Mecca is what happens at the end of the season.
Yeah.
We come together. We settle our differences.
We can't do this alone.
Yeah.
Turns out me banging your sister wasn't so bad after all. Welcome to the family. I'll be the legs, you be the arms.
I don't have a sister.
Barrett can be the pee-pee.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Move on to number nine.
Number nine comes from Alejandra.
Oh my god!
This is fucking great. Oh my god. This is great.
This is incredible, dude.
I love you. Who is this? Alejandra.
It hadn't occurred to me that Beavis and Butthead was a thing.
Oh yeah, it was.
And like, is a thing that could be riffed on.
Apparently, they were tweeting out. They tweeted like a thread. And showed the original, like, this was like a t-shirt or some shit.
Oh,
dude,
wow.
I want to make a shirt out of this so bad. There's so many good shirts.
Jesus, we look good, dude.
What if we did, what if we told Joey to scrap whatever the Patreon goal was this month?
It looks really good, though.
What about next month? We have a spring break. What if we made this a cutoff, one of those ones that barely covers the nipple? Like white
tank
top.
That's a really big collar.
Just boom, and then like.
Where's the design going to go?
I don't know. That's a great question. Earmark, Joey, if you're watching, earmark this.
This is fantastic.
This is great. These are all great.
Holy shit.
Finally, Matt at Matt S. Batson has given us the number 10. Oh, and it's a video.
Oh, great.
We can't wait. Hold on, let me make sure this is up so I can hear this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for this.
Turn up the TV. Go for it.
Amazing. No mortar. Just like the Incas. Dude, what's the secret?
Always puffed. Never crunchy. This is the best spring break ever.
Check out our best ever Spring Break 94 with KFA, Internet Explorer, a special edition of Oreo Erasure, and appearances by Johnny Ace, Cool Greg, Kevin's hot little brother, and this man. Plus, musical performances by Bully Orgy, Alfredo's boy band that's not as cool, Luma Diva, and much more. Plug into MTV Spring Break 94 all this weekend.
I love it.
That was great.
I love it. Can we go back for the Kevin's hot little brother? This is great. Like, I love the VHS filter.
It's so ridiculous.
Kevin's hot little brother.
This is good.
This is great. I mean, that's how they were. This is how the promotional videos were like, we've got Carson Daly, Carmen Electra,
Bill Bellamy, Pauly Shore,
Bill Clinton, all them guys. Crazy.
Tim, did you see these? Let's quickly go. Have you watched it? Have you watched this?
So good.
That was great. This is fantastic. This is my favorite, though. This is definitely a winner for me.
Beavis and Butthead. Butthead Spring Break. Fantastic.
God, that's so good. All right, I'll say this is a winner. Let's go to 8.
The Jughead one.
Definitely a winner.
It's so much. That's great. This is fantastic.
I think we're just suckers for anything animated. Number 7. Let's go to number 7.
I mean, if it's really good and a lot of work went into it.
This is good, but we're going to go to number 6. This, I mean, that's...
Yeah, this is a winner.
That's a winner. Fuck. That's so good.
The weirdest, like
why did he put me? Why did he just put my face over the body? Why did it have to be me?
Because we need your shirt and stuff.
We
need your shirt.
Don't get it.
Number 2?
You like number 2?
I love this. That's good.
That's so sick.
That shirt design is sick as hell.
All right, let's go with that. Let's go with those 4.
9, 8, 6, and 2.
Yeah, let's
do that.
Good
Lord.
Thank you guys so much for submitting those. Remember, if you guys want to submit your Photoshop challenges entries, you can tweet at KindaFunnyVids. You want me to tag him in that? Tag Barrett.
No.
No?
Just you tweet don't have at to
KindaFunnyVids. Just tweet KindaFunnyVids and hashtag KFAF.
Do not tweet me or Andy, and if it involves Tim, don't tweet Tim either.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like you want you cluttering up his Twitter inbox.
It. Tim's cool.
Tim's cool. Yeah. We love Tim. And of course, if you want to submit ideas for next week's Photoshop, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, back us at the $5 tier or above, and you can submit ideas just like Andy C. submitted. Hey, it was supposed to be James Bond coming up, but since everything's being pushed back, how about James Bond posters?
Oh, it's good.
I feel like this one's going to be real good. It was going to be Fast and Furious posters, but that fucking wound is already, it's just too deep
it's
already.
It's so
it's
fresh.
Still open, and it's gushing
it's
blood.
It's so fresh. It's
Before you guys move on real quick, I just want to interrupt this show.
Sure.
To let you know.
Oh, my God.
That Love, Sex, and Stuff After Dark is at 245,000.
Shut
the fuck?
The front door. Was this the newest one?
This is a new one.
Oh, that's great.
What the fuck?
That is unbelievable.
I love everything that about is life.
Insane. I would love to see how long the watch time is on
I mean,
this.
Look at the like to dislike ratio compared to
that. Hilarious.
I just love it.
We have some, with the show. We got it's some Russian episode, bots watching guys. This.
That is amazing, everyone.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, wait, Tim, are we doing another one of those? It's quarterly, right? Or no? Yeah. Oh, God, that was so fun.
It was fun calling in and just talking about my birthday plans.
I'm going to hang out with you one day. And I'm going to hang out with you outside of a Kind of Funny. You know that you and I have never actually hung out outside of a Kind of Funny event?
Really?
Never.
Hmm.
Can you think of a time that I just called you up and said, dude, let's hang out? Maybe my birthday. But that's kind of a Kind of Funny thing. And you were there very reluctantly. You came like you just got done taking a nap.
I got like 2 hours, got there 2 hours late, left like an hour early. I was there for about 20 minutes, felt like.
I don't know, it did feel like that. It felt exactly like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fun section coming up after this, but before we do that, of course, I want to take a break to tell you about our sponsors, the first of which is Manscaped. Ow! Those are my balls. It's stuff I used to say to myself before I had the correct tools to keep my balls just smooth as a wet seal. Thanks to Manscaped, of course. That's not a problem anymore. Manscaped is turning my loud shrieks into multiple peaks. Men, start taking notes because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you can keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Oh, when I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. Let me tell you, If you're not spending at least 90 minutes down there, you're not doing it right, okay? One of the coolest features is the LED light, which you don't have to spend any minutes on it, by the way. You can do it however long it takes you to do
it. Wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Exactly.
Cut your balls for 30
don't
seconds.
Don't cut your balls at all. Trim your balls. Trim. One of the coolest, exactly, with Manscaped. Cool. One of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. You know, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Manscaped, for Christ's sake. Nobody wants to see you naked and just have hair pop up into their face. Do you understand me? Be like that. Be like daddy, okay? Bald or trimmed. From the eyebrows down, well, actually from the beard down. Do you understand me? Keep it clean from here out. That's what you gotta do. And here's how you take advantage of this offer. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. Again, to get 20% off and free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code MORNING. Your partner, your dick, and your balls will thank you forever. That's something they wrote in there. I didn't come up with that. That's what they want you to hear. Next up, we have Upstart. Let me tell you, as most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, easy, and simple to check your rates. And since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, for over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/morning. Finally, Andy, let me ask you this question. You like looking good in a suit?
I love looking good in a suit.
I like looking good in a suit, too.
Yeah.
When I get to wear a suit, I want that thing to be tailored to my bodice. As you know, I spend a lot of time in the gym, at least one day a week, just like you.
Yep.
Get sculpting these pecs.
That's all you need.
So that when I put the correct suit around them, it gets the desired effect. What's that desired effect? I walk into a room, everyone goes silent, they just give me money.
Whoa.
That's how it is.
Wow.
Thankfully.
Are you guaranteeing that?
No, I'm not guaranteeing that at all.
Okay, good, good.
But I will guarantee that you'll look good if you go over to Indochino. That's right. With Indochino, it's all about you. You get to choose from hundreds of high-quality suit fabrics to pick the color, pattern, and weight you like. Then you choose all the personal touches, including your lining, lapel, and monogram. Kevin put his Twitter handle in his lapel, so when he opens up his coat, people can follow him. Why they would get that close to him? Beyond me. I like to keep a solid 20-foot distance and radius around Kevin the whole time. But you know what? When he wore this suit, he looked real good. Your suit is made to your exact measurements, so you end up with a perfect fit for the shape of your body. We were fortunate enough to go into one of the Indochino stores. They measured us. It was a lovely experience, and the suits turned out great. Right now, get an extra 30% off any purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering morning at checkout. Again, plus you get free shipping, which is great. Again, one more time, that offer is Indochino.com, promo code MORNING for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. High quality custom suits for an off the rack price. Andy, it's time. You came up with this crazy idea.
Well, Joey did.
Well, we have her.
I'll take the credit for her.
Joey, of course, joining us over here on Shock Mike. Here's what we're going to do. Of course, we're both artists.
Uh-huh.
Some would say we're the best artists on the internet. So we thought we'd handicap ourselves. We can't use these anymore.
Yeah.
These are just surgical instruments of amazement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If I use these...
you could see us playing the game when we play the damn game.
Exactly. We have to make it harder on ourselves by using our non-dominant hand. Mm-hmm. So you came up with this idea. There's an Instagram filter that's Pictionary.
Yeah.
But the idea is you have to draw the pictures with your nose.
You have to draw the pictures with your nose, and you have 5 seconds to do so.
Okay.
You get a really quick prompt, and it just pops up and says, draw a dog or a snake or something like that. We're gonna have Joey here judge us. I've been fucked over one too many times. I've been screwed over so many times whenever we have competitions here.
You won the last one.
Oh, you're right.
Despite me getting the best laugh I've ever gotten out of Joey when it was, what was it?
Dragonair. We drew him as a Godzilla flipping off the camera.
With money just coming
money
out
of everywhere.
Yeah.
I should have gotten more points.
But so,
it's really good.
And so Joey here is going to judge. She's going to be the judge. Joey, don't fuck me on this, okay?
Joey.
Think of all the times that Nick has tortured you.
Joey. Right? But think about
but
all the times.
But also think about the amount of times that you joined in on the torturing.
Exactly. Ooh. How many games do we want to play here?
Best
of five. I think we go five each.
Five each, okay.
There's five rounds.
This is stressful.
It's stressful. I'm really, really nervous. We can maybe have a tiebreaker, even though that's not possible.
Okay. And Joe, you're going to keep score over on one of those little boards in your head? Great. Sounds good.
I promise I won't award.
Don't do half points. They're too hard to understand.
Yeah, that's a lot of math, Joe.
It's too much math, Joe. All right, here we're going to go. Barrett, can we bring this up?
Half points?
Oh, that's nice.
Do you remember when fractions were like there'd be like 7/5? Like, what is that? Get out of here.
I think you have to press the X above it, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
I was just doing that.
You have to hold the button. All right, ready?
I got you. Ready?
And here we go. You have to hold the button the whole time.
Do we need music? Can we get the surgery station music for this? Or is this weird? I got you. Hold on. I got you. Hold on. It's the Pictionary Nose Challenge, starring Andy Cortez, Joey Noel, Barrett Courtney.
This is cool.
And your host.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
All right, here we go. Let's start this off.
All right.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to draw a tree, an umbrella.
Draw an umbrella. You have 5 seconds. Ready? Go. Holy shit. He's doing pretty well. Oh, he screwed up.
Oh, dude.
It looks like a Serengeti tree.
There it is. Did you see it, Joe?
It looks like the chest burster from Aliens.
It does, Joe.
Is that bad?
No. Because
there was a lot of blood spray. There was a lot of arterial spray.
You
coming
did.
Out of that thing.
Well, I think the problem you had there, Nick, was...
I went too far off the map. That's my problem.
Yeah. I also think that you used... You were less of using your nose, and you were more of using your moving the pad around the nose.
See, I wonder if that's what you got to do. All right, you try it.
All right. So,
round one.
How many points do you think Nick gets for that?
Well, why don't we just do this? Why don't we do one and one, and then she'll just pick between us?
Yeah. That's exactly what we're doing. Cool. All right, ready? What do I do?
You just took a picture.
And while you guys are doing this, you guys should post them as Instagram stories.
Draw Keanu Reeves?
Awesome.
What?
That is amazing.
No!
Yes.
What the fuck?
This is
bullshit.
Amazing.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing to Keanu?
This is stupid. You got a fucking umbrella?
All right, post that as an Instagram story.
I'm gonna give that one to Nick.
I mean, I feel like, unfortunately, you got the raw end of the stick on that one. That was tough.
That's stupid.
Okay. What do you do? Oh, look at the rock crushing it.
All right,
crushing life.
So you're going to give that point, give that to Nick.
I mean, his looked way more like an umbrella than yours looked like Keanu Reeves.
To be fair, his looked like...
I also understand that yours was way harder.
Mickey Mouse. Okay. Okay, I see how this thing goes. No, hold on. I'm not going next. I'm just testing out the recording of the photo portion of it. It's so hard. Okay. So, when you get the prompt, Nick, hold the button.
Okay. Ready?
All right, ready? Go.
No, wait.
You screwed up.
Okay, ready?
Hold the button.
Go ahead. Tornado.
Yeah.
Go.
You have to draw a tornado, Nick. Draw a tornado.
Well, it's really hard to draw a tornado. Like.
It looks great, Nick. Wow. That looks really good. I'm proud of you. Maybe we shouldn't record
it. You can't record it. It's slowing everything down. Hold on. Let me try it one more time. Although, I'll be honest with you. God, I was so close.
No, you weren't. You really weren't.
All right, here we go.
You really weren't.
Draw a martini cup.
Oh, God damn it. Are you kidding me, dude? Why are you getting the easiest ones? Oh, you took way too long. You took way too long, dude.
He was so close.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't close at all.
Joey, what do you think?
It looked like a...
I have to see what Andy puts together.
That's a good point.
I mean, I see that you have the rim and you have the stem, but you're missing the, like, side walls.
Well, it's hard to draw exact triangles, Joey.
Sure.
Sorry, I apologize. That should have been focused toward Andy. Andy.
Thank you.
A tree. Finally, something easy.
Did you got Keanu Reeves?
I got a... Freaking Keanu Reeves. It looks like your umbrella.
Yeah, it looks like an umbrella.
It's a good tree, though.
It's a really good tree. It looks like a willow tree. Yeah. Was that what you were trying to draw?
I should say yes. Yes.
There you go.
Point for Andy.
Point for Andy?
Thank you.
Hopefully you get...
Did you move your nose or did you move the thing?
I moved my nose. You're I moved my nose.
Okay, ready?
Sounded like a victory tone.
All right, here we go.
All right, ready?
You have to read.
Wait, okay, time's up.
Wait, what?
I fucked up.
Oh, you have to redo it. All right, ready? Draw a stick man. Oh, God, are you kidding me, dude? This is so hard. Oh, he's running.
He's running.
Wow, that's not bad, Nick.
Pretty good.
Keep it on your face so we can keep so we can keep looking at it.
What do you think? I feel like he's running, and so what I was attempting to do here was draw a stick man in mid stride, and also have the motion blur for his hands as well. So
it's not a horrible job.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's not the worst. This is round three, right?
So we're 1-1 right now.
So we're 1-1 right now.
1-1 right now. Oh, I'm freaking nervous.
You should be nervous.
Oh, dang.
Oh.
You know what? We know we. What I'm just.
This is fun.
You know what's occurring to me that we could use this for?
What?
We could just use this as like a second handheld camera that can be cut too. Oh. You know what I mean? Like we have the still shots, and then what? And then we'll just have like a shot of like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
This looks really cool.
This could be cool. Okay. Okay, never mind. All right, let's do this.
We could also just have a handle.
Bicycle. Oh, shit.
Oh, you're fucked. How are you doing it so fast?
Whoa.
Shut the front door. How are you doing it so fast? Now, I will say this. The bike wasn't in motion. That's
I mean, look at the wheels, though. The wheels
are
bending.
Really good. How are you doing
it's
that?
Because it's like a blur.
It looks like it's turning, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like it's in perspective. I got to give that one to Andy.
Yeah? 2-1,
yeah,
wow.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
All right, final round.
No, it's
if I win. If I lose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. I want to go 5 rounds anyway, whether you win or lose.
A cat.
Oh, God. It's just going to be your stupid face.
You're close, Nick.
It looks like it looks like a deer.
I'm getting a lot of deer vibes.
So what
I didn't get to the tail. The tail's tucked between his legs. It's scared of Andy.
I didn't know what you were doing. I thought you were drawing a cat's face initially.
Yeah, that would have been my go-to. But you went for the full.
That's not bad, Nick.
The body was harder.
Wasn't too bad. All right, let's see here.
Let's see what you get. Hopefully, you get fucking Keanu Reeves again.
Octagon.
An octagon? That's all you gotta draw?
There's 8 pieces. Oh, there's 8 sides. It's so hard to do. It's skipping. it's glitching. What?
Yeah, that's definitely not an octagon.
That looks more like Texas.
It kind of looks like...
It does have 8 sides, I
think. Nevada or something like that. Yeah.
I think it has 6 sides and a little dingleberry coming off its asshole.
3, 4,
damn it.
5, 6, 7...
8. Whoa, Joe, that was 8.
I'm taking this one. I am taking this one. Mine looked like a
whole
cat.
He got the whole cat body, minus the tail.
Well,
it could have had a traumatic event.
Not all cats have tails.
Exactly.
You know,
there are some hairless cats.
Yeah.
Are there tailless cats?
Oh yeah. Didn't know.
All right, final round. Final round.
God damn it! I can't believe it. It was so hard. It started skipping. Let's get a new iPad.
That's the problem. This iPad sucks.
All right. Draw cracked egg. Ooh.
Oh.
That's not bad. Ooh, whoa, that's pretty. I could see it. Oh. It looks like a fist kind of doing this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I can sort of see like an alien-like egg.
Like the chest, and again, it comes full circle. The first one I drew was what, Joey? Chest burster.
Burster?
Burster. Uh-huh. Chest burster. A burster shark.
This is
Joe, I don't like when you say sure. Like you just want me to stop talking.
This is the one. All right, let's see this. No, wait, hold on.
Okay, let's see what he's got.
Television.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Look, I don't know. You're already in position here.
Why is it freezing for me, man?
That's good though. I'm seeing it.
I don't know!
What is it, a house?
Fuck!
What was that?
Why is it freezing on me,
dude?
What
was that? What is that?
Why does it work perfectly smooth for you?
Why was it a garage door?
Maybe it's because he's moving the iPad and you're moving your nose.
You're just moving it too fast.
You're supposed to do that.
You're moving it too fast.
I mean, like, look, it's a box and there's 2 people on screen.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't really love either of these that you guys have put out.
You wanna go a tiebreaker?
I think you should.
What? Right, I had a cracked egg. It was an egg that was cracked.
Joey, you're fair.
It looks like a fist, dude.
God damn it.
Joey, you're fair. You're being really fair right now.
A rocket. Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
Here we go. You're going so fast. No, oh, what? you're getting there.
You know that looks like a cat.
It does. It looks
How
like
does
a,
that look like a cat?
It's a cat body. On like a little perch.
Yeah.
It's like the outline. Oh yeah, Joey, can I use that as my last one? That's really good.
I think I already gave you points for the cat.
Yeah.
Though.
You got points. Oh yeah, good point. You got points for the
well,
cat.
Well, the cat was shitting itself. Okay, that's what a rocket looks here like.
We go. Let's see. A hockey stick.
What? Fuck you. That's so easy. No, this is bullshit.
Nailed it, dude.
Yeah, I crushed it, baby. God.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Woo! Wow.
Are you kidding me? I got a rocket. You got a
Look
hockey stick.
Look at that. That looks pretty good, Joe.
Yeah.
Ah.
I got to give that one to Andy.
We got the winner right
no,
here,
I
man.
Did really like your cat rocket.
Thank Woo. You.
Hey, I got Keanu Reeves.
You did get Keanu Reeves. That must be the hardest prop
I can't
imaginable.
Draw Keanu Reeves in 40 seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
You give me a pen and paper, I can't capture Keanu Reeves in my entire life.
Jesus. Looks like I'm the winner, man.
Well, thank you so much, Joey, for once again screwing me over. This has been Nose Pictionary, starring
me
and
Andy
and me
and Barrett
and Joey. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of the show, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like, oh wait, we got to do the intro. Now it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy Anything.
Just like Alexander Kozina, who asks, hey Andy, what is the best smell?
Oh, I like this a lot. I like this a lot. I would love for us to maybe list our favorite smells.
I'll go with you.
Okay. On
cedar. I'll go back and forth. Cedar.
Freshly clean laundry.
Ooh.
Sandalwood.
Cinnamon rolls. Yeah, dude.
Freshly brewed coffee in the morning, right when you wake up and you're like, it's Christmas Eve.
Sure.
I've got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to look forward to. What's that smell? Mom made some coffee. Does she know that I want it iced? She never fucking listens to
me.
She never asks me or listens to me.
A new book.
That's really good.
That's
really
good.
That's really good. A new pair of shoes. Sneakers.
The rubber, the kind of fresh out of the manufacturer, fresh out the assembly line.
Smell them.
Delicious.
Lick them.
Don't lick them.
Lick them a little bit.
Yeah, they shouldn't be licking stuff anyway, but especially now.
Just lick it.
Especially now. Apple pie.
Oh, apple pie is good.
Yeah.
A new car.
Oh, yes.
You know that new car smell?
Good Lord, yeah.
There it is. This is a good question.
I've
some ASMR for people.
I have leased several new cars just for the smell.
Just the smell.
I'm in crazy debt right now.
Did you know that the smell? Okay, I had nothing on that one. Let's move on to the next one. War Ensemble Dan says, Andy, what would you and Nick do with a $105 million guarantee contract?
So basically, just what would you do with $150 million?
Well, $105 million. I'm assuming one of your players for the Spurs got a $105 million contract.
I don't know, actually. No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you what I'd do.
What would you do?
Lease a whole bunch of new cars.
Yeah?
Yeah, just one more than Kevin.
It's four.
I have four cars.
I would, I mean, it's basically asking, what would you do with all the money in the world, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, that's
a lot
that's
of money
a
for
disgusting
us.
Amount of money.
For guys like us, would you cure coronavirus? If you say no now, you're a horrible human being.
I would, yeah. I'd cure it. I'd cure that. I'd cure baldness.
Baldness.
Baldness first.
That'd be the one I'd cure.
Yeah. Immediately.
And height.
Height.
Shortness. I'd cure shortness.
Tell you, here's a shot.
Pop.
Oh, for an inch a day.
Yeah. There it is. Oh, that'd be dope.
I would pay off all my family's debt.
For sure.
Like, all of my family's debt. Make sure that they, you know, the elderly people in my family could retire, you know.
I would open up a scholarship fund for young boys to be funny. Just pay them to be funny. Hey, are you funny? Here's a scholarship, here's some money.
Get in here. Why only boys?
I mean, or boys or girls, fine.
Okay, cool.
Just, you know, you said boys, but like everyone's there. Just a general term.
Oh, okay,
like when you say guys or like dudes.
Gotcha. I would fix my air conditioner in my Honda.
I would do that too. I would fix my air conditioner.
Yeah, my air conditioner's been
mine's gone
screwed
bad.
Up for a while.
Will asks the final question. Andy, why do we revere the Big D? Andy?
Thanks for watching this episode of KFA.
Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to have another fun thing planned for you. And also, if you liked this, subscribe to our channel here on YouTube and leave us a comment in the comments below. Why do you revere the Big D? Or don't you? What would you do with a $105 million guarantee? Or what is the best smell? Any of those will get a response from us as long as you do it in the next few days, in which case we probably won't check back on
it. Oh, a candle that's been blown out.
Oh, I don't like that smell.
Really?
I do like a match that's been blown out, though.
Mm. Oh, that too. I mean, either. What's that's the interesting.
I don't know. Candles have like more of a burning smell. Some of the matches have that smell of like burning. Whatever the stuff is on them. Yeah, burning. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
You've been AF'd.